Good afternoon. We'll continue to see blustery and much colder weather flowing into the region this afternoon, with temperatures holding steady mainly in the upper 20s to right around 30 degrees. Wind chill values, with the winds at times gusting over 20 to even 30 miles an hour, will mainly be in the teens throughout the afternoon. At the same time, moisture being lifted off of the Great Lakes is being deposited downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario as scattered snow showers with some heavier squalls in the typical snowbelt regions. Snow will add up quickly during the day. Most everywhere else will see minimal accumulations into the evening. Overnight tonight, skies will be partly to mostly cloudy. The wind will relax a bit, so the lake effect machine will turn off or at least wind down, and temperatures will be back into the teens. A weak disturbance currently diving into the northern plains from southern Canada will scoot through the region tomorrow. Clouds will increase and thicken in the morning, and there is a good chance of a round of light snow for most of us as we get into the afternoon and evening hours. While this snow will not add up to much, most of us just dusting to an inch, it could fall at the evening commute time, which will slow things down as temperatures climb into the upper 20s and lower 30s. Behind that system, a reinforcing shot of colder air with lake effect snow showers and squalls on Wednesday. It'll be windy and very cold with highs in the lower 20s, and a few snow showers on Thursday with highs staying in the 20s. By Friday, it looks like we'll get a bit of a break with a mix of sun and clouds near 30 before the next system heads our way with increasing clouds on Saturday. Right now, it looks like a chance for rain for most of us in the middle 30s, and on the back end, some snow showers on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, lake effect snows are forecast to continue today as cold air spreads into the Great Lakes and Northeast. The heaviest lake effect snow bands will be downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario, where lake effect snow warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, an Alberta Clipper will dive southeastward across the northern plains and into the upper Midwest today. This system will spread additional snow across the Midwest and upper Great Lakes through the afternoon and into the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes tonight. The same system will reach the eastern United States tomorrow, spreading snow from the central Appalachians through the Northeast. Additional enhancement of lake effect snow will occur as this system passes through the Maritimes through Wednesday morning. 1 to 2 feet of additional snow is forecast downwind of Lake Erie, with 1 to 3 feet downwind of Lake Ontario. Wind gusts in excess of 40 miles per hour will also be possible in the lake effect snow bands, reducing visibility to as low as a quarter mile at times. The low pressure system will also produce 4 to 8 inches of general snow across much of Maine by Tuesday night. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Fort Lauderdale, Marathon, Opa-locka, and Pembroke Pines, all in Florida, to a low of 35 below zero at Fauston, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, windy in Boston with sunshine in the lower 30s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 57, set in 1975, and the record low, 25 below zero, in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m., sunset this evening at 4:42 p.m., 9 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with a few snow showers today and heavier squalls in the western and central Adirondacks. Highs in the mid to upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder today with highs in the lower 30s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with snow showers today, heavier squalls in the typical snow belts and highs in the mid-20s. Mostly cloudy tonight with snow showers and lows in the mid-teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and colder today with highs near 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and colder with a few snow showers today and highs near 30. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with light snow in the afternoon and evening, and dusting up to a couple of inches possible in spots, upper 20s to lower 30s. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and very cold Wednesday, scattered snow showers, lower 20s. Lower to mid-20s Thursday with a few snow showers. A mix of sun and clouds back to 30 Friday. Increasing clouds Saturday with a chance of rain late in the day, mid-30s. And a mix of sun and clouds turning colder Sunday with a breeze, scattered snow showers, highs again around 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.